kicking this off, and I thought, well, okay, better do this right. But when I walked in here, I knew exactly the first song to play. This is a new song I've been writing called The Mountain. And I think you'll get the reason why this works right here. So thank you, and let's feel this weekend together, shall we? Sing about the mountain when there's no more mountain to sell. Who's gonna sing about the river when it's quiet as a wishing well? Who's gonna sing about the ocean staring up at the sky? Who's gonna sing about you after you die? Who's gonna sing about the willow? Who's gonna sing about the weep? Who's gonna sing about the sorrow? Who's gonna sing about the sweet? Who's gonna sing about the singing when there's no more song? Who's gonna sing about you, my friend, when you're dead and gone? Dead and gone. Here, otherwise known as a country song. This one's called Devil. Well, she went off and found God. I think that I found Satan. He was waiting in my mouth for a chance to jump out and turn her loving into hating. All those words, they weren't mine. I'd never stoop to that level. When she tried to resist and I used my fist, it must have been the devil. And if I was a weaker man, I'd blame this whiskey in my hand. But late at night, it's plain to see, ain't no devil, there's just me. Yeah. grabbed her clothes and she grabbed the phone and took off with the children. Now in my home, the ghosts do roam, though I try my best to kill them. And I think about her fiery eyes and the meals she used to make me. Man, times are bad, but when I think of what I had, it's about yes, and if I was a blaming man, I'd blame this town, this dry land. Late at night, it's plain to see, ain't no ghost, there's just me. Head off towards the border. I'd search every town and hunt her down, never mind the restraining order. Yes, and when I found her, I'd take one knee and I'd ask her to forgive me. There'd be a quiver in her voice, and I'd grab her and the boys and take them all with me. Yes, and if I was having that plan, but late at night it's plain to see, ain't no man here, there's just me. Yep, that's how it goes. You know, my mom used to make us these egg and olive sandwiches, and I grew up in Colorado, and we'd go out to a park somewhere, and one of those days that just seemed to last forever, and come back, and she'd have these egg and olive sandwiches, and you know, they were fine. At the time, I thought they were fine, but now I think they're the most amazing thing ever. And looking back on it all, and I woke up hungover one morning a couple weeks ago and just laid there in bed, and this song came out. Well, the groom kissed the bride and shoved cake up her nose. She grabbed a big piece and anointed his clothes. They were off to the races, everyone cheered. We knew they'd do fine in the oncoming years. Well, the food all came round on big shiny trays. There were pre-crusted biscuits and swordfish fillets. Thanks, but no thank you, politely I said. I'd like an egg salad sandwich on Mom's homemade bread. Egg salad sandwich, that's the best thing I know. On a clear day in summer in Colorado, we'd plant the pines and then we'd get fed an egg salad sandwich on Mom's homemade bread. Well, the waiter, he just laughed as he walked away, and the bridesmaid asked if I would hold her bouquet. I looked out the window and tucked on my tie and winked at those grandmas as they sauntered by. Well, I've tasted truffles and sure I've slurped up squid. I even gargled sangria on the streets of Madrid. But I'd like a ticket back to Denver instead for an egg salad sandwich on Mom's homemade bread. It's an egg salad sandwich, and it's the best thing I know. On a clear day in summer in Colorado, we'd plant the pines, and then we'd get fed an egg salad sandwich on Mom's homemade bread. it's playing its last slow dance tune. And the bride, she's all entwined with her groom. The uncles tell stories they dare not forget. And the aunts sneak outside with a bone cigarette. And then I watch this little boy fall asleep in his chair. His dad picks him up, ruffles his bowl cut hair. And some of memory floods back into my head about an egg salad sandwich on mom's homemade bread. An egg salad sandwich, it's the best thing I know. On a clear day in summer in Colorado, we play. Austin songwriter wrote this tune, and John Prine heard it and he said, damn. He said, I know if I would have stayed up one night a little bit later, I know I would have caught that song instead of him. And, you know, I feel like I caught that song from John Prine because it's got that John Prine kind of feel to it. One of my favorite things to do is to hop in a car and drive around. And this song here is about a lot of that. Many's the thing that's great about this country. You can read for free any book that you'd like to. And there's no one to stop you from writing your own. And the pen and the paper can be bought rather cheaply. Oh, and you get to listen to music while driving for hours on some gorgeous highway that cuts through the mountains. You pass little towns with falling down buildings. Then you stop in the sun and you drink a cold soda. If you can find a root beer, I recommend that in the bottle. Up in New York City, man, I just like walking. I start falling in love on every street corner with some new girl from some different country. This pain in my chest when we both walk on past. Was up the coast highway on my way to Seattle. I picked up two kids with their packs and their bedrolls. We talked about music and their life on the street and everything. Was sitting there on my back seat. Now this was up Route 1 out there in California, Pacific 101. Anybody driven that road? Yeah, you know what that looks like. That's the land just touching the water there for a long time. And I stopped and I picked up these two self-proclaimed dirty kids that were hitching a ride. They were train punks. They've been sleeping in some warehouse somewhere. And I picked them up. We were cruising up the road, and it was just one of those perfect days on a perfect highway. And, you know, I was feeling pretty damn good, and so was my foot. And some flashing lights appeared behind me in the mirror. My the this kid had just finished telling me he wasn't feeling so good because he was sweating out a 3-day speed binge. So he wasn't feeling the best, and when the cop pulled us over, he was shoving something deep down into his leather jacket pockets there, and sort of tucking the collar up over his neck tattoos. The officer came around and was talking to us through the passenger side. I gave him license and registration. But the guy next to me started to tweak a little bit. Man, some people might not know why they want to take a smoke when they get pulled over, but I know why. This might be my last cigarette as a free man. And then, if that wasn't bad enough, he started saying, man, you know what? I just hate cops. I hate cops, man. And, you know, the window's open here and all. So at this point, I took it upon myself to take hold of the situation, and I looked at this guy and I said, well, you know what we're going to do now? We're going to play a little game. You might remember this game from childhood. This game is called the Quiet Game. And we're going to play the Quiet Game, and I guarantee you, if we play the Quiet Game, we're going to get out of this thing just fine. He got my drift. We played that Quiet Game. And aside from a $200 fine to the state of California, we made it out of this fine. And it's the town of Chicago that'll always remind me of watching some boats from atop a tall building, seeing a Van Gogh painting in person while holding the hand. Somewhere along the line in history, it got a little easier for God when he was doing the dishes and the ants were up there on the counter you know, and he had tried to warn them not to get on the counter, you know. It was easier to grab a paper towel and just sort of wipe them all off and throw them in the trash. And, but I still think, I think when God's sitting up there in his study late at night reading Schopenhauer and, you know, just reflecting there by the lamp, I think if one of the human beings that's just sort of crazy enough and wild enough to get off from the path, and he's up there in God's study, Lord knows how he got there, but he's there, and this little human being has no idea what he's doing. He's on the dresser, and he's trying to figure out how he's going to get over to the bedpost, you know, because he thinks that's important. I really believe that when God sees a human being like that, such a crazy human being, that he's going to put down the book and walk over there and brush that human being on his hand and just take him over there to the bedpost. Not because it's really going to solve all that much for the human being. I mean, same problems there on the bedpost as there were back over on the dresser. But I think that's the way God works. I think he's looking down on the people that are trying. You know, we're all trying. This is a song about that, sort of. About a man who wakes up and maybe starts thinking more about those things. lucky ones, yeah, to be out here. This is pretty much it. I wrote a song about a painting a couple years ago, which I think that's a pretty good way to go about it. Most of these songs try to be paintings anyway. And up in Baltimore, the Baltimore Museum of Art was doing something, and they asked a few writers to come in and write stuff, and we got to pick a painting. And I picked Paul Gauguin's Lady of the Mango. And you've probably seen it. It's one of the Tahitian paintings where this beautiful woman leaning back in a purple dress, looking off to the side, and it's just got that light to it. I've never been to Tahiti, but it's got that light to it that makes me think, like, damn, I'd like to be there on that island. That seems cool. And that woman seems pretty cool, too. The skin is smooth, the taste is sweet. She laughs at me as I eat. My joy is full, she turns aside. I grab a shirt and head outside. I walk along the seaside path. When I return, she's drawn a bath. I bought her flowers on the street. Her skin is smooth, her taste is sweet. I sketch her as she lays in bed. She throws a pillow at my head. We watch the curtains breathing in with the gentle ocean wind. Now the painting's almost done. I finish with the setting sun. I try to think what to say. She laughs at me and looks away. Thank you. gotta get myself ready, make sure my heart is pure. Set my motives in order, put my hope on things that endure. I will know her when she comes, when the harp softly strums. I gotta get myself ready, so I'll know her when she comes. Some say love's a fabrication, just some chemical in your mind. Others say it's pure magic, it's the easiest thing to find. Either way, I'm getting nowhere, just twiddling my lonely thumbs. I gotta get myself ready, so I will know her when she comes. Oh, when she comes, there'll be no question. As the light shines from above, I will laugh at all the heartbreak that I used to think was love. All the angels will be playing on their trumpets and their drums, but I gotta be awake and watching so close, so I will know her when she comes. Well, if you love it, let it go. Hey, that's the story I always heard. But I never could heed it, so I smothered every bird. How could I ever find real love when I couldn't love myself? How could I ever open up so high up on that shelf? Yes, and like the Mona Lisa, I always kept my secrets close. But my secrets are poison, and now I'm drowning in a deadly dose. I gotta open up the wound, I gotta set that poison free. I gotta get myself ready, so I'll know her when she comes for me. Oh, when she comes. When she comes. When she comes. When she comes. Well, I gotta be awake and watching close, so I will know her when she comes. Gotta listen to my heart, to the truth it's always known. Stop licking the surface, it's time to bite down to the bone. And I'll be walking my path straight back to where I'm from. Is she walking the same way? Well, then I'll know her when she comes. Oh, when she comes, there'll be no question. As the light shines from above, I will laugh at all the heartbreak that I used to think was love. All the angels will be playing on their fiddles and their drums. Oh, but I gotta be awake and watching so close, so I will know her. All right, all right. Yeah, this guy looking at me right here looks like Merle Haggard. That's tough to play to Merle Haggard looking at you, you know? Gotta step up your game. We're going down to open D for those of you playing along. this is fun. Thanks again. Thank you, Jeremiah. Thank you to everyone in the Steel Wheels. Thank you to John, Zach, and everyone running sound. My name's Caleb Stein, here from Baltimore. Happy to be here. I'll play a couple more for you. Well, I spent the afternoon with a box of warm red wine, and I rounded out the evening with some ragged friends of mine. Yes, we smoked up and we toked up, and nothing felt the same. Doing time in Baltimore, numbing of my brain. Oh, my woman, she don't want me. Nah, she only wants my time. Brother, she don't give a damn for these rambling dreams of mine. So I woke up and we broke up, and I left behind the chain. Now I'm doing time in Baltimore, no man of my brain. I've been sleeping down by the bridge. I serve my sentence every day. Oh, my pockets, they are empty, but my spirit's man, they're full. Won't you pass around that bottle? I will give a nice long pull. And why get dressed up to get messed up? I know I can kill the pain. Doing time in Baltimore, no man of my caught up and got shot up, and no one knows my name. Just one more doing time in Baltimore, no man of his brain. Yes, I was doing time in Baltimore, no man of my brain. And in the night time, it's wiping away your tears. Rise up all my petty fear. So it goes until I'm ready to begin. Yes, and it flows until I can let it in. They say the first thought is the best thought, oh, but the worst thought is the one that'll never leave. And I got all these thoughts, they're hovering above my head, licking their chops while I bleed. And in the night time, the kiss lonely, it feels like what you think of me now? Until I'm ready to begin. Yes, and it flows and flows and flows until I can let it in. Yes, and I know there was a reason why I left, but I just can't remember. Yes, and I know there was a reason, had to be some reason, but I just can't remember. Thank you all. Thank you, Merle Haggard, for coming to see me today. Thank you. Thank you all. We'll see you. Great music all weekend. Let's soak it all in and live in it, huh? Thank you, Red Wings.